listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, May 13th. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Well, good evening, Michael. You know, as always, I'm very glad to be here.
So glad to have you, and so glad to have those that join us live in the chat. Love seeing you every week. Love your contributions. My favorite time of the week. And always want to thank those that take the time to catch up with us from our archives as well. And we appreciate the feedback we get from you. Keep sending those emails in. As always, I want to remind you that this is a service of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. And in addition to this broadcast, Spirit of Life, you can find other educational programs at metaphysicalinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. Now, we're going to have a bit of an open discussion, but before we get started, I do want to start with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are: 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So, Dr. Vicki, we were talking about having a bit of an open discussion tonight.
We are, but I'd like to lead off with something. Dr. Jeff, I am so glad you're in the chat tonight. For those who don't know, Blind Outdoorsman Social Media, Jeff did a reel. He gave himself a heart attack Friday, and he's fine. He's managing, you know, a little TLC. But I have to say, it was a little humorous the way you put it, Jeff, because I went and gave myself a heart attack, you know, and he'd been talking about trying to take care of his health a little better recently, going to the gym, and then, of course, has a heart attack. So we're just happy you're still here and that you're joining us tonight. So thanks, Jeff. And, you know, our regards to you and Shauna. I know you've got a great support system and long life. How did Spock say that?
Live long and prosper.
Live long and prosper, mm-hmm. Yes. But anyway.
And sometimes peace and long life. That's another less often, but still common one. So I'm glad you caught him. I hadn't been watching the chat, and I'm really happy that you mentioned that, because I'd heard the story and, you know, it shocked me, and just so happy that you're doing better. And I'm so so happy to have you with us tonight. So,
well, Jeff's been with us a long time. He's been with us a long time, so we'd like him to be around. Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. Does great work. So, you know, in an open discussion, I'd like to start off with anybody, if there's something you want to talk about, just put it in the chat. We'll have an open discussion. But, you know, the U.S. government decided to release some UAP disclosure files. Michael, I didn't see anything on there we haven't seen before. Did you?
No, it seemed like a lot of ceremony with not a lot of substance, you know. Again, you know, a lot of flash, a lot of, you know, God, there's a word I'm trying to think of. Hubba-bubba-loo? Something like, you know, something like that. I don't know. It's all, it's humbug. It's humbug, I say. That's a throwback.
I think... I think if we, well, I have been watching this for years and, been charting MUFON for many years once in a while. And every now and again, there's some leaked government footage. And, but what I could see, the parts that I caught, it's all been out before. So there's, I
Which,
was expecting, okay, if you're going to do this, give us something new.
right. I'm not going to lie, this is pretty much exactly what I was expecting. And it's, again, not to say that there's not anything that's real. When I say it's humbug, I mean the whole idea of it's kind of just been, it was just a, a flashy thing to, jangling keys. I didn't expect anything new. And frankly, some of the things that we've gotten in the last decade have been relatively significant. It's more of the same in the sense that they say, hey, here's this thing. We really don't know what it is. Here's the video. There you go. Right. And a lot of that's coming out. And you get some people that come out and testify, and that's great. But again, there's no, I don't know. There's no, UFO equivalent of capturing a live Bigfoot and having, a worldwide press event and da 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 da, right? It's
I know.
not a mothership landing on the White House lawn or, anyway. So, it's, yeah, it's interesting, and I don't want to discount anybody that's, found some good stuff in there. I haven't looked into it deeply again because my bias on this that I wasn't expecting anything good, but I follow a lot of, ufologists and things like that. I see things on social media, and I kind of assumed that there would be a bit of a ruckus if something substantial was in there. I mean, we have billions of people on the internet pour through everything all the time. Not to mention now you have AI that go through and search for keywords and things like that. So again, I don't know. And I also don't want to say that, it's impossible to hide anything from us and all that. We have to be diligent. It's just, more of the same. But interesting. Interesting.
Well, I'm looking forward to Steven Spielberg's movie
Yeah.
this summer, Disclosure, and
You know.
it the talk is it reveals more than we've seen before,
Right.
which what could that be that Steven Spielberg knows?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because I listen to a podcast that some would say has a bigger reach than ours. It's called Smartless. It has Jason Bateman. It has God, my mind's blanking. Will Arnett and Sean Hayes. But anyway, it's a famous podcast. It's one of the biggest out there, and they have people on. They had Sting on, which was a fascinating discussion. I'd recommend it. But they were talking about Disclosure, and they were talking about the recent, disclosure of things. Sean Hayes is a, famously very interested in these things. And they even got no, wait, no, it wasn't Sting on that up. It doesn't matter. They got to the guest and they started talking about it, and they were like, everybody agreed it was this thing, but it was somebody else. He does this series on YouTube, Subway Interviews. But they were talking about, absolutely we think that, alien life exists. Absolutely we think that, there's been contact. This guy does. I can't think of his name. I'd have to Google it here soon. But he also talked about having a firsthand experience when he was 12 of seeing an alien when he and his family were camping. And that was just out of left field because it was just banter, right? That's not why he was on the show. But one of the things they joked about was they were talking about Disclosure, and they were talking about how, it's kind of that thing that everybody expects, that the men in black, for whomever they are basically grabbed Spielberg, said, hey, we need to start revealing this stuff. We need your help to make it palatable and to kind of prep the psyche of the public to take this new information in. So is that what this movie is? Is it kind of to get us used to this idea, to kind of prep us for this bombshell information? It's fun to think it would be, but again, I've been burned before. I wasn't really cognizant when Geraldo Rivera went into the Scarface Al Capone tomb or
Oh
whatever it
my.
was, the whatever that was. But again, yeah, it's fun to get excited and maybe something's gonna happen, but maybe not. But it's interesting to
Well.
think about. And the one last thing I want to say is Jason Bateman made a joke about how, yeah, they go to people like Spielberg because it, we're not affecting anybody, but you are, because it's getting into the pop culture where broader and broader acceptance amongst the mainstream is happening when it comes to the willingness to accept that there could be extraterrestrial contact. So it's very interesting.
Well, and there's also Stephen Greer who says this is just a big setup to say that we're at war with space people, you know, and that we're being invaded. I don't know. It's Wendy is saying Steven Spielberg probably knows what's hidden in the underground tunnels in Kansas. You know, we're going to have Wendy back. She is a real sleuth. You know, she loves exploring all this stuff. So all the underground tunnels. Well, there are many, many throughout the United States.
Oh, well, and, yeah. I mean, especially Cold War era stuff, data centers, anything to for basically civilization to survive a nuclear war. But, you know, it's interesting stuff. And they named, I can't remember who they talked about, but basically their guest name dropped a famous disclosure testimony. You would know his name. I would know it if I heard it. But they talked about what he was saying, that we've, you know, had regular recovery of fallen craft and things like that over the years. Again, it's very interesting, and more is coming out. I urge everybody to be very, very cautious. AI is prevalent. AI is getting extremely good. They are taking out the watermarks. Not all of the AI developers put code in that tells other things that it's AI. So be careful. You know, be judicious in terms of what sources you're looking at. And, you know, hey, if it's interesting, great. What are the supporting sources? You know, who else is verifying it, right? So, because we're going into the wild west of artificial intelligence, and it's going to be rough for a century or two. But then we'll get used to it. But we're just going to have to be careful. But it's going to be very interesting, and I am excited for what might happen, even if I'm couching my excitement and, I'm going to say pragmatism.
Well, Audra is saying in the chat that the National Archives online is a great place to explore. If you like transcribing, she says, I suggest you sign up as a citizen archivist, and you could be one of the first people to see newly uploaded archival forms, letters, photos, etc. She said they release UFO, UAP stuff sometimes, JFK, paranormal. And so that's interesting. And Wendy's saying perhaps little leaks of information just to prepare us for what Project Bluebeam was. You know, that's and I want to get this right. I know about Project Bluebeam, but I am just going to be able to talk about this. Project Bluebeam is a 1990s era conspiracy theory alleging that NASA and global elites plan to stage a fake alien invasion or synthetic second coming to implement totalitarian world government. But there's a lot of information in there of what it covers up too. So as much as some people say it's conspiracy, there's other information. So I think that it's going to be, you know, I just think this whole year is kind of mind-boggling, to be honest. You know, no matter what way you look at life, economics, politics, UAPs, paranormal stuff, everybody's coming out, everybody wants to be special, everybody's vying for a position. It's quite an interesting, remember I'd said that this is a correction year. That's what I call 2026, a correction year. And it's because everything is being revealed, you know, and in order to correct things, you got to know more of what was holding things together before. And so we make this big shift. And so we're going to be okay. Like I don't want to minimize the casualties and some of the suffering by any stretch, but Michael, if all the aliens just came and shook our hands and said, "We got you," I'd say, "Oh, let's go home." You know? So, I don't know. Are you on mute, Michael?
No.
No.
You know, I get it. I want, and I very much want to see a beautiful Star Trek-esque future for humanity. And I think it's possible. It's not automatic. We have to work for it, fight for it. And, you know, who knows what interstellar travel is going to be like? You know, who knows what it's, you know, there's so many possibilities. And I will be very excited to see what comes about. But no, I want to visit. I don't want to live there. I want to come back. I want to fix Earth up. You know what I mean? That's what I want to see happen.
Audra is saying in the chat that, in her opinion, the 90s were an era of alien acceptance, good to prepare us, but don't try to make us think they are enemies before we meet them.
And then came Independence Day.
Yeah, I know, right.
With the greatest speech of all time by Bill Pullman.
Well, you know, fear is a powerful motivator, right?
And it is.
And that's what I think, even in our daily lives, of what do you fear? And it was, what's his name, Edwards. He was Sigmund Freud's nephew back in the 1920s, was one of the first to establish a marketing company that could begin to kind of affect the masses. He was figuring out what do people need, what gets them excited, how do you sell a product, how do you manipulate the social structure. And so he was one of the very first on the East Coast to have this advertising marketing company.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they kept it all in the family. Hey, Michael. You know, Sigmund Freud, of course, the father of psychology, he was the first to really buck the system. And what I mean by that is that prior to him, everything had to be in a religious kind of slant. And he was taking it to a non-religious place, which they brutalized him for a long time, but he stood his ground, you know, and id, ego, superego, and so on. I think we're a little more complex than that, but for his era, that was big.
He was a transitory figure, you know. Yeah, I mean, most of his, I don't know if I should say most, many of his ideas and opinions on psychiatry, psychology, and the human mind have been shown to be objectively incorrect. But then again, you know, he was a very interesting figure. Also, he did so much cocaine, so much. He writes about it all the time, too. That was no secret. In that era, it was not an illegal substance. But anyway, I digress. The more you know.
No, but another time, another really prominent figure was B.F. Skinner. And back in, you know, the early 1900s.
I know less about them.
He was a behaviorist, inventor, social philosopher.
Mm.
And he got into the whole conditioning. And I'll just read this to you. I studied Skinner back in the 70s, but his theory of behaviorism emphasizes the role of reinforcement and punishment in shaping behavior. Now, this is how whacked it gets, and I'm going to use that term because it really is, Michael. His newborn daughter, he put her in a glass box. And so she had all the right temperature. She had the right feeding. So she was there for 2 years with no contact, like no holding her, rocking her, none of that. And she's actually written books about that too and how that shaped her in such a negative way. But he was willing to experiment on his own child. There's since been other experiments about setting young, let's say, monkeys with a human baby to see if the monkey will mimic the child. But instead, the child was mimicking the monkey, so that put a stop to that, you know. So all these very early experiments, and we don't even need to go into the whole Hitler era, because this was even prior to that. And of course, one thing led to another that built on top of all these other medical experiments and so on. But the big thing was, how do you affect the masses? And I think, Michael, you're a history buff. We could go back to Rome for that,
No,
you
we can go
know?
back before then. I mean, we go
Yeah,
before.
I know.
How do you affect the masses? That predates agriculture. How do you affect? Well,
Sure.
I mean, we didn't mass, but you know, this goes into the myths of prehistory. You have to realize, I mean, humanity has existed. Well, we have existed for as long as
Yeah.
there's been life on this planet. But the version of us that we are now most resembles, you know, we that version has been around for at least 100, 200,000 years, and we've only recorded 6,000 years of that.
Yeah.
You know, the scale is very hard to fathom, and even that is nothing in cosmic time. It's tough
And
to.
many, many other civilizations.
Yeah. One thing I want to talk about, speaking of civilizations, thinking of being of the. Speaking of advancements in thought during the 19th century, Charles Darwin would be another one that you know fits your description because Charles Darwin was all of those things,
Yep.
and because we can conceive of life that comes about other than divine creation, we can conceive that life would come about in similar conditions as Earth on a different place. But timing is a heck of a thing too. So I will say this. And this is something I do in my mind, and maybe it's just maybe it's something I do as a coping mechanism so I can accept any of the outcomes. I can believe that whatever has been going on has some other explanation. I don't really think it does, but sure, there could be explanations, and I'll say why. We have a vast universe, but space is vast, vast, vast. Almost incomprehensible. It is incomprehensible. Your mind cannot comprehend it. And time. We have been here maybe a few thousand years where we would have gotten real good solid record from somebody of the major civilizations that had writing if they had come into contact with one of these godlike things. And we kind of do. We kind of do. But, you know, I mean, yeah, you can talk what you want about the pyramids, but there's also an explanation for how they could have been built by humans. It's again. Could it have been aliens? Okay, maybe, but could it have been humans? Yeah. And could aliens have visited us? I think they have. I believe that we're going to be hearing about some stuff. I think it's building up to that. But in this whole grand scheme of things, is there a possibility that it's something else, that it's government projects, that it's future humans coming back, that it's interdimensional spirits, that it's anything else? Okay, there's a possibility. You know, I come to these things. But the truth is, it's possible that there's life out there that's developing, that's coming, you know, to intelligence, that has civilizations in its own way, that might not
Yeah.
look anything like humanity, but we know it's possible out there, and in fact, it's almost a statistical certainty. And the only debate is whether we've come into contact with it, and I think that's a yes, but man, it is just space big, space big, real, it's real big, and that time space bubble that we exist in, because our now is not necessarily the same now as another planet. You know, it's the relativity blows your mind, and I haven't even seen Interstellar yet. I was watching a trailer for it and thinking, I can't believe I've gone this long without ever watching this movie.
I am putting a link in the chat for everybody. I had sent this to you, Michael. I don't know if you get a chance to watch it or listen. It's also on Spotify, if you guys need to know, just to listen. But it's Amelia Cortez interviewing Robert Edward Grant. And it's 3 hours long. But he calls it this, you know, like the God formula. And he's talking about how there's a mathematical framework that proves the fundamental architecture of reality itself. And he demonstrates the Pythagorean force geometry underlying all existence that connects God, extraterrestrial life, and time travel into a coherent system. And apparently he's written a couple of hundred papers and calculators and all kinds of stuff. But in his geometric and visuals of this, he explains that we can take everything a step further and a step further and a step further. And that in there is the Akashic records. You know, and that's our, you know, Dr. Kelly reminded us, you know, couple of shows ago or last week. You know, the universe doesn't care. It doesn't, because it's neutral. Only we care. And so cause and effect, action, yeah, reaction, that everything is imprinted in these geometric forms. And so all of that energy. So it would also explain then a theory of reincarnation not being linear at all, but this is where we're tapping into that cosmic geometric system. So it's just really fascinating. I'm going to have to listen to this thing again, because it's, you know, boggles kind of your mind a bit. So Wendy in the chat has been saying one of her favorite movies is Interstellar. And Michael, you're commenting that you haven't watched it, but Arrival is another one that you've mentioned.
Yeah, Interstellar was a favorite of hers. Contact, yeah. I think you were probably going to say next.
Seen them.
Yeah, Contact was such a classic. That was the Jodie Foster movie. Was that the 90s? Yeah, that had to be the 90s, because that was the 90s. Arrival was in the 2010s. That was with, I can't recall her name right off the top of my head, great actress. But it was very interesting. I highly recommend Arrival. It is a very interesting take about how alien life could try to communicate with humanity. So I'm going to say, check out Arrival, check out Contact, two great alien sci-fi kind of interesting takes on them. And, you know, I'm going to say also, we're talking about cultural influences. Again, I think that the government wants us to think aliens are going to be cool so we don't freak out. I think that if you're going to make an argument, Men in Black and that whole chain in the series has been a great argument for trying to make you think that aliens are okay. Supergirl was a TV series that had a huge current about aliens living amongst us and coming out into the open, it being a huge thing, and dealing with it is kind of like an immigration parallel story. But, you know, so I think there's a lot, you could point to a lot of things to where the Men in Black want us to think the aliens are okay. And you can even take that a different conspiratorial way and saying they're going to take over and enslave us. Yeah, who knows? We'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting, though. Grab the popcorn.
Did you hear that there's a remake of The X-Files occurring?
Yeah, Ryan Coogler. I'm looking forward to it. You know, like, the man can do no wrong. This is turning into a pop culture thing, but the man can do no wrong, right? Obviously he's had some fantastic films. I'm a huge nerd, so obviously I love my Marvel. Black Panther was, one of, if not the best Marvel movie. Well, is up there. It's in that trinity. Sinners, one of my all-time favorite movies now. Oh, my God. If you have not seen Sinners, check out Sinners. Fantastic movie. Just great stuff.
What's it called?
Sinners? You haven't heard the...
Oh, Sinners. Sorry.
Yeah, the vampire movie that came out a year back. It was amazing. And it's just, it's going to be interesting to see kind of a more modern take. I've seen some good talent attached to it. This is not a pop culture podcast. We should probably talk metaphysics, but...
I got to tell you guys, I didn't have TV in our house till I was like 8 or 9. And then there were these sci-fi movies, and sci-fi films like Outer Limits that used to just freak us out. So I'm saying since back in the 60s, 50s, 60s, it's not just the whole 1984, Orville. It's like they've been preparing us for this for a long time.
You remember?
Go ahead.
You remember V? I think it was called
V. Ooh. Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. It's so there's been these takes on it in so many different forms of what aliens look like, right down to bacteria. I mean, so, and it could be all of the above. Sometimes I had this thought decades ago that maybe everything on Earth is a reflection of something in the universe. Maybe every life form here exists somewhere else. I know Wendy's talking about the reptilian humanoids. and all the, different species. But, look, it all remains to be seen. And everyone, if you've had experiences that's personal to you and personal to me. So, Michael's writing in the chat. Kevin is saying there's rapping and tapping on his window. Ooh, I hope it's not dark out there. But, and Michael's writing, I'm
Rapping and
getting
tapping
Poe
at your
vibes.
door.
Yeah, no. But, I think it's just about that time. We got some people in chat. We could draw some cards, Michael. And
Yeah.
for those who don't know, Inner Oracle Self-Discovery cards designed by, Dr. Kelly himself. And I just back it up with a tarot card and,
Absolutely. It's gonna it's I already got several. I've been doing this a lot lately. I'll just pull them. Wendy the Raven was the poem. I actually went through a recent Edgar Allan Poe run this last year for reasons. But anyway, it was very interesting. And anyway, coming back to my mind totally blanked on where we were going with that, but I digress. We do have some names coming up. It has been a great conversation. Oh, the cards. I pulled the cards beforehand. I pull, 6 or 7 to have them out, and it's just kind of interesting to kind of see the story overall and then see which name pops and fits into which card I pulled. It's been kind of fun lately. But we're going to pull some cards, and then Dr. Vicky, tonight is the first night that we're doing the 3-hour show, and then I'm going to hop off, and you're going to do like a 2-hour talk about tarot. Was that what you were saying? So everybody stick around for that. But
Yeah.
I
Oh,
kid, I
listen,
kid.
I could talk about tarot for a long time. Don't kid yourself. We have Dr. Kevin first, Michael. What have you got for Kevin?
Well, Dr. Kevin, for you tonight, I have number 4, past, present, and future. The three universal laws of personal responsibility are 1, you're accountable for your past, present, and future. Number 2, don't expect others to do for you what you can and should do for yourself. Number 3, don't do for others what they can and should do for themselves. Remember, present circumstances reflect past choices. Embrace responsibility and move forward with renewed vigor.
Seven of diamonds, seven of pentacles. That's a harvest symbol. Most of the work is done and now you're moving forward. As nutty as this sounds, I feel like July could be in the seventh month. Like that doesn't always come to me with that card. So I'm just saying at this moment it does. The seventh month, July could be important for you, Kevin. So past, present, future. Something you're working toward, but I feel like something is paying off. So hang in there, be diligent and perseverant. That's what I want to say. We have Danelle. Nice to see you here, Danelle, tonight. So what have you got, Michael?
All right, I have wild card number 2. Wild card number 2 and then some. When you have reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch to your true potential. Do a little more than was needed, go beyond what is required, and make a positive difference. You can do it, and by doing so, you're leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it.
Well, now this is really interesting because the and then some, Danielle. I pulled the Ten of Spades. Ten of Swords is maybe your and then some is too much. Maybe you're overextending. There's a thing Dr. Kelly teaches about don't do for others what they can and should do for themselves. At the same time, don't expect others to do for ourselves what we should be doing ourselves. And so maybe the and then some is knowing a boundary. So just as some kind of assurance here, I picked the second card for you, and that's the judgment card, which is declaration, making a statement. And I think it is you could be setting a boundary somewhere. And it's a newfound boundary. It's not one you've maybe experienced before or thought of or say, yeah, some things are a deal breaker and you have to decide what's yours. So, I hope that makes sense in some way. Now, Wendy, our card keeper, keeps track of a lot of stuff here for us. And she's saying Kevin had the past, present, future in January and in March. March 4th and 18th. So this is his fourth time this year, past, present, future. Wow.
That's a good streak. Uh-huh. That's impressive.
Very big.
Yeah. And, you know, that's interesting, too, because we've seen a lot more randomness, I'd say, in the last, year or so than we've seen before. We used to see kind of a lot of trends in cards. And mm-hmm. it makes me think about probabilities and how probability field shift. I digress. I'm getting off keel here. But no, good cards and very good catch to our card keeper, Wendy.
Yeah. Okay, we have Dr. Aaliyah again. Congratulations graduating, Aaliyah. You did good.
Congratulations. It was great seeing your whole family there. And tonight, I have for you wild card number 8. This is a good one. Freedom. Freedom is a state of being. It's an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for the present and the future evolution of yourself. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants to within the limits of do no harm and do right. Good card.
I don't know if you've been working through seeing authorities around you and releasing yourself from others' authority, Aaliyah. Because I see the Four of Spades. The Four of Swords is taking a rest. It's like taking inventory in a way of chilling out, backing up, taking care of yourself. But there's all this other male energy here the King of Wands. You may be asked to bend to, and again, I want to go to authority. And, you know, very often I see authority as a father, upper family, the system, very often a partner if that applies. It could be employers, you know. It's like you're kind of deciding yourself and freeing yourself from any obligations that don't belong to you or being overly committed. You know, sometimes, Michael, in life, this is what I want to say, is even though we don't necessarily agree with some things and it's a preference, at the same time, we're dominated by cultural views or society's views, family views, so we just kind of comply and we don't want to think about it much, you know? But when you think about it, say, no, that doesn't belong to me. And we free ourselves, you know, from that kind of conditioning or thinking. I know I'm really going out on a limb, Aaliyah, but I hope that makes sense to you. But freedom is extraordinarily powerful. So that's good for you. I hope that makes sense.
It's a good message. Yikes. You got to go with that intuition when it comes on. You know, you got to go with it. Good message.
Well, it's a flash. She said she has done. Thank you, Aaliyah. You know, I really do mean this. I know I say it all the time, but I don't know what I'm talking about. So when I get feedback, I say, "Oof, phew." Yeah, she said. Yes, I've been on self-care, and I find myself a caretaker of my strange father in this chapter. That's big.
Yeah, and sending the energy there, Dr. Aaliyah. And I was also going to say, whenever I say that you don't know what you're talking about, you get mad at me. But when you say it, it's all fine, so I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, I can do that.
I'm just kidding.
You know, Aaliyah, if I can just add to that for a moment. You can feel and fulfill the obligations toward a parent, even though you don't like them, because it's the right thing to do. And then see it as a privilege And I've known many people to go through this, and they learn things about the parent. They learn things about seeing them as people, not just a parent. And so it's really an honor and a privilege at this point, even though it's a process where you're freeing yourself from the childhood experience and those emotions and the memories and the, you know, the antagonism and many descriptives, Michael. But we're going to send you a lot of energy, Aaliyah, and, you know, support. And just take 1 hour, one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
We got you.
100%. Well said.
Dr. Right. Jeff, Mr. Heart Attack.
Oh, wait. No, you can't skip over our card keeper herself, can you?
Oh, I didn't see it. Wendy, I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
Oh, my good golly. And after all the good work she's done for us. I'm kidding.
Oh,
I'm kidding. just
punish me.
I like to joke around. Yeah, I know I like to joke around. No, we got each other's back. And Wendy, I got you. And tonight I have for you number one, perfection. I love this. So number one, perfection. Always remember that you are perfect just as you are, a perfect work in progress, always changing and always growing. Today is a reflection of your past choices. Tomorrow is changeable by the choices you make today. This card may indicate that a situation is either perfect or perhaps not perfect for you. Embrace all mistakes as they are vital to your path while striving for a better future. Reflect to see what contributes to your perfect journey and move forward gracefully.
Wendy, there's a mood change somewhere in here. She said, oh, she had that card, perfection, last month on the 22nd. I got the Seven of Hearts, and I thought, I have no idea. Well, what are we talking about here? And then I got the Three of Spades. It could be, you know, I think, Michael, there's always a time in life, and Wendy, hear me if I just kind of speak to Michael for a moment, but a time in life when we have to grieve or do a review and we feel disappointments or, you know, a bit of a heartache before we create new dreams because the chapter is shifting.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. And I think the chapter is shifting here for you, Wendy, and that is perfection. You know, I had a talk with my, I don't know how this applies. I'm just going to go with it, Wendy. I had a talk with my granddaughter one day because she's graduating this year and she's worried about her friends moving away and stuff and feeling abandoned. And I said, you know, there really is no such thing as abandonment. I mean, there is if you're a baby, get left on the church doorstep. You know, that's abandonment. But really what it is people moving on and you feel the loss or you feel that moment of emptiness, the void, it means that you have to move on. And maybe in some small way, could be changes in family, changes in work, finances, commitments, any number of these little things where you say, oh, okay, everything has brought me to here, and now things are changing. And so, you know, the Seven of Hearts is everything about making new dreams, what no longer applies, making a commitment to yourself moving forward, you know, in that sense. So I think there's a shift in the energy for you, Wendy. And just take a minute to indulge yourself, you know, pamper yourself a little bit. Take a couple of days just to hang out with your critters and contemplate your navel and say, yeah, okay. On Monday we begin. New journey, you know?
Yep.
That's what I say. Wendy, I don't know. I sure hope that makes sense to you.
I don't know. It seems like they're hitting tonight, huh?
I don't know. She hasn't made a comment back, so I don't know. That could be way out to lunch.
Oh, my
God. We have Dr. Jeff, okay? Now we have Jeff.
We do. And Dr. Jeff, you know, I'm going to say from what I know of you as a man, you're on this path, but maybe this is reaffirming that you are getting number 11, awareness. Every human being has responsibility to increase their awareness for fulfillment and peaceful coexistence. people generally do the best they can according to their current level of awareness, knowledge, and experience and resources. This card may indicate that an increased awareness in some area is needed. Continue to increase your awareness of self and others through observation, acquired knowledge, and a positive attitude.
Okay. I got the Two of Spades, and that's always, I always call one of the back cards. At a crossroads, can't really see straight. You know, where do you go from here? So it's really going on your intuition. So I said, okay, what's that about considering what Jeff has just been through? And the Queen of Wands comes up. So, Jeff, listen to Shauna. That's what I have to say. Shauna knows what she's doing. Listen to Shauna. So, we know you're going to take care of yourself. So, you're going to be great. You're just making some changes and those adjustments. And I know you're going to make it through this. And it's just a whole new awareness of self and life and your body and, you know, and I want to say I've been having more conviction. So good for you. That's what I say. Yes, Wendy, your comment come through. It wasn't appropriate to say, but she gets it completely on point as always. Thank you, Wendy. I really, I'm not kidding or blowing smoke here, guys, because every moment is a new moment and every moment is a mystery to me. So that feedback back is, because sometimes I do go out on a limb here. So, and you know, Kevin is just making a comment to Dr. Aaliyah. He said, you know, looking after her estranged dad, the hardest part of the journey is that no one ever prepares you for what you experience taking care of a parent, especially if the journey leads you through a morass of dementia. Don't lose yourself in the process. And yeah. Very good advice, Kevin. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you very much. It's a tough thing, you know. I've been around it. I haven't dealt with it directly, but I've been around a lot of it. And, you know, like I said, we're sending you all that energy, and I just know that you got this. And you got a good head on your shoulders. You got a good soul. You got this.
Absolutely. I think our last card of the night here is for Audra.
I think I saw Dr. Donna as well. I grabbed one. I think we can squeeze her in.
Are you kidding? I missed another one.
Oh, that's why we got each other's back, Dr. Vicky. You know, you know, four eyes are better than two, and I wear glasses, so that's already six eyes right there. So, but no, I miss them all the time. You know that. But let's see. Audra, for you, I have number 25. I want to make sure I grabbed your right card. You get number 25. I'm looking in the book, Power of Belief. Belief is the most powerful force in the universe. One's beliefs are responsible for one's successes and failures. It's also important to realize that you cannot disbelieve in one thing without also believing in something else. Beliefs can help or they can hinder you. They can enable you. They can disable you. Denial is also a belief, and that means lying to oneself to evade responsibility. Ponder your beliefs. See if they are healthy or unhealthy. And after, proceed with conviction.
Oh, I got strength through you, Donna. I feel like a light bulb turned on. You know, like there was, maybe you've had some realizations, epiphanies recently, but also feeling stronger. You know, sorting out who you believe yourself to be in the great scheme of life and, what you think of, how you feel, what you believe. And, you know, of course, that's ever changing, right? Because we can blow like the wind. But this strength of spirit, the will of spirit, and a determination that maybe you haven't felt in a long time. So I feel like you're gearing up. Donna, that's an affirmation to you. So, you know, I want to say, though, take your time, be kind to yourself. You know, the funny thing is one day you can wake up and feel like all powerful, but your body says, we have to do this slowly. So take your time, find your power base, and go with the momentum. So
that's a good
do we
call.
Have, Do we have Audra now?
Actually, no, that was Audra. We got Dr. Donna now.
Oh. Whoa, that was for okay. Okay.
Okay, well.
I got it. I got it. That was for Audra. Now it's for Donna.
No, because you said Audra was our last one, and I was saying,
Right.
well, Dr. Donna is our last one. We have one more, but
Oh, I see. Okay.
yeah, I was
Got it.
saying that Audra was not our last one. We got one more after Audra.
Okay.
But anyway, okay, we're gonna do a little mix and match. Dr.
All right,
Donna,
here's Donna.
I'm gonna pull a card for you, and then Dr. Vicky will
Okay.
pull a card for Audra because you tuned in
Got
on
it.
that one with Dr. Donna.
I
They
got
don't
it.
want to dig
No,
down that.
we're good. I think it still applies to Audrey, so.
All right, we're rolling with it. This is live. This is how you know it's exciting.
I know.
But Dr. Donna, I have for you a wild card. It's a wild card kind of night. And I have for you wild card number four, unknowable. There are mysteries in the universe. Not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable unforeseen knowledge for what lay ahead. Remember, we only see what we know and believe. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Change your mind and you change your world. Change your mind and what was once unknowable may now be knowable. Listen to the subtle leanings and incitations of your higher self. What was once unknowable is now knowable. Remain flexible and open to change.
Well, I got the Empress. So these are all positive affirmations, Michael. The unknowable Empress is about planting seeds. It's basically fertility, but it's ideas and energy and strategizing. And so there's this whole, even though things you didn't know before, it's coming to you now. I call them cosmic downloads.
Yeah.
You know, in the morning you wake up and say, oh, I never thought of that. Or you encounter people, have a conversation, and you go, oh, I never thought of that. And just ideas for yourself. I think a real empowerment here. And I also want to say something better in communications, like a surprise in communications for you. And somebody revealing something they feel that you didn't know. And it's positive. So that'll be good. Yeah. Jeff, you've made me laugh. He's written in the chat. Thanks for the cards. Did you know that Shauna was sitting next to me when she heard my reading? She laughed. And we follow all the rules, exclamation mark. The awareness card also makes sense. And that's right. She's making the rules, he said. She's making him follow all the rules. Now, for those of you who don't know, Shauna is a nurse. And
Which
so,
is perfect.
yeah, it's like, she knows what she's doing. She knows. You're just not used to somebody telling you what to do, Jeff. I mean, and not that she's telling you. She loves you. She's concerned. She's giving you the parameters. It's just you're not going to be going to Costco for all those goodies on Fridays or something, you know? I know he puts up these weekly videos of trying this dessert or that, you know, dessert. And I think that might be out of
Well,
the
for me,
videos now. What's what?
going to say maybe in time, maybe in time. I
Well, they might be cutting back on those things. That's all.
Oh, just the treats and oh, just the fact of I thought you meant like, the exertion of just walking around it. Costco is giant. It's like walking around Wyoming. But I
Now,
digress.
they have a tendency to go to the bakery
Well, who
every
doesn't? I mean,
week and
that's
get
my.
some kind of sweets, you know, like cakes and cookies and all kinds of good stuff. And of course, being blind, he really doesn't, can't see them very well. And so he's having to feel it and taste it. And I have really enjoyed those videos. Jeff, he's funny. He just said in the chat, you're feeding her fire. Tonight's dinner was pistachio crusted salmon
Okay,
rice,
that sounds, I mean, it
wild
sounds
rice,
delicious.
and roasted vegetables. That sounds like a great supper to me. So fun. Well, I've enjoyed tonight, Michael. Thanks
That's
so
been a good
much.
one.
And you know, the open conversations sometimes are good. And of course, we'll be just riveting next week.
Oh, that's not true. You will be. I'm gonna phone it in. I'm not gonna lie. Hey, I have known you guys too long to lie to you now. But no, I kid. We're gonna have a good one. We're coming up on June. We're gonna finagle Wendy, our card keeper, back on and talk about some patterns, cards, and things. That'll be here in a few weeks, hopefully. Well, we got Dr. Doug Kelly coming back on the 3rd. So, you know, shoot us a Facebook message, shoot us some emails, let us know if you have any ideas. DrMichael@icmatrix.org. And yeah, we got a couple of spots. I've had a couple of ideas on time. We've already done that kind of stuff. I'm trying to think of something good. So we're going to exchange notes. But it's been a great discussion. It's going to be exciting what's come down the line in terms of disclosures. What is going to be revealed? I'm excited. It's a chaotic year. It's a weird year. This year has been going on for at least 16 months. I'm pretty sure we have 24 more to go. But, you know, we're going to get through it. So, Dr. Vicky, any last thoughts for this evening?
Yeah, don't let them push you around out there. You know, there's so much negativity. Don't let it. You know, just let it bounce off of you. Mm-hmm. You know, you see people in traffic, just smile and have a chuckle. Chill, relax, kick back. Don't let them infect you. You know, don't take on the disorder. You know, just chill. There's always a time to step forward and do what you need to do. Remember Dr. Kelly's words, you know, preference or principle. You know?
Absolutely.
Move over or stand up for what is a matter of what's right or law, you know? So, yeah, the middle of May, kids. It's, here we go, Michael. We're almost halfway through the year. You don't know.
It's going to be fun times.
It is.
And, but again, we're going to get through it. So, I'm looking forward to seeing you next Wednesday. I'm looking forward to a great discussion. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.